Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Friday, September 30th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I, of course, am not Alex Jones, but I'm sitting in until he gets back. But he is scheduled to join us later in the show in the second hour. We also have on today Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to talk about the latest news on Al Lockie's death and also on reporters who say gold has no intrinsic value, but the U.S. dollar does. Now, of course, terrorism news is in the top of the stack today, but there's lots of political news as well, with Ron Paul going head-to-head in polls in Florida with Obama, matching entirely Mitt Romney, and Perry way behind in the polls, and the other candidates not even really showing up. We have primary states looking to move the date forward, skipping ahead of Florida if they move the date forward. But, of course, the top news, as I said, is the report that radical U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki has been killed by a drone attack in Yemen. Of course, they haven't confirmed this, and he's been previously reported dead also by a drone attack. But it's very convenient to tie up loose ends for the man they say was connected to all sorts of plots, from the underwear bomber on down, all the FBI sting setup attacks that have been allegedly busted over the past several years, all just provocateur nonsense for the most part. We have Steve Watson's article, No More Pentagon Dinners, Al-Qaeda Leader Killed Again. According to a senior U.S. administration official, Al-Qaeda boogeyman Anwar al-Awlaki has been reported killed in an airstrike in Yemen, the exact same way he died in 2009. The Yemeni Defense Ministry confirmed the claim, and the timing, according to Time magazine, is very strategic, as Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has returned from 4 months of medical treatment and is otherwise under political fire in the country. Now, al-Awlaki, it came out in 2010, October, in Fox News. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months before 9/11. That's right, Anwar al-Awlaki invited to the Pentagon, met with Pentagon leaders. That's all come out, and I really think it's a convenient thing that he's now dead, a way to tie up loose ends for another embarrassing, obvious Pentagon CIA asset who they wanted out of the way and out of the public's mind, somewhere on the top of the terror list, in the top three, I believe, if not number one. Wanted, most wanted terrorists, just as Osama bin Laden was conveniently done away with prior to the 9/11 anniversary, as Obama's polls continued to sink. Sinking so much are Obama's public approval numbers that some advisors say he may even bow out of the race and claim he's going to fix the economy and therefore not run again because the Democratic Party is so weakened and Obama has very little chance of being reelected. Of course, he's not going to be able to do anything to fix the economy with the strategies they're obviously looking to further. Also later in the show, we have Michael Moore, a clip with We Are Change, Luke Radowski film yesterday, saying we don't need to end the Fed, we need to end capitalism. That speaks for itself, I think. And plenty of news about the European debt crisis and another round of Greek bailouts. Germany on the cusp of approving that bailout, most likely. They're saying that Merkel will probably have to make some concessions, but it's not really a question of whether or not they'll actually get approval for the new emergency bailout vehicle. All that and more coming up on the show, so stay tuned. Infowars.com, Aaron Dyke sitting in, Alex on the way in this program, and back again Monday. Stay with us. Bob Chapman in the third hour and Paul Watson coming up. Infowars.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back at InfoWars.com on this Friday, September 30th edition. If you just joined us, as we already started discussing, Al-Qaeda leader who dined at the Pentagon, just reported dead in Yemen, also sort of justifying these drone attacks going on over there in one of the many regions in the Middle East and Central Asian region where the U.S. is involved in wars or operations other than war. Anwar al-Awlaki, the top or near top Al-Qaeda asset, the CIA lackey, as Webster Tarpley would call him, reported dead, the radical U.S.-born Muslim cleric and one of the most influential Al-Qaeda operatives, one in the U.S., was killed Friday in an airstrike. And again, as we reported many times before, in 2010 it came out that Anwar al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon with top military brass, and he's just another asset, of course. Now, in other news, but related on the terror front, we have Kurt Nemo's article from today, FBI plot to blow up Pentagon and Capitol with model planes, remote-controlled airplanes. And this is, of course, another provocateured set-up sting action from the FBI, as almost every reported terror plot, everything they publicized in the past several years, almost this whole decade of the war on terror has been repeatedly is proved to be a setup where the FBI agents provocateur them into action, gave them the bombs, and set them up, and then arrested them for publicity. Now we have the homegrown terror narrative. Took a bizarre turn this week when the government arrested an American on charges he planned to blow up the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with a model airplane. Rezwan Firdaus, a U.S. citizen from Ashland, Massachusetts, duped into thinking a harmless substance provided by the FBI was C4 plastic explosives. FBI agents also gave Firdaus 6 AK-47 assault rifles and 3 grenades. None of the weapons worked. But now it's a big scare in the news, of course. Firdaus bought a model airplane for $6,500, kept it secreted away in a rented storage facility in Massachusetts. Then the FBI gave their dupe money to buy the toy. He had plans to buy other military-style model aircraft and allegedly was going to target the Pentagon and White House. Now, if you believe this is real terrorism, I guess you're going to continue to buy anything. I want to go now, though, to a Geraldo clip on Fox News. You got O'Reilly trying to shut him up and talk over him, but he's talking about how all these plots have been totally bogus, just setups, that this is not real crime. Maybe these aren't good people. Maybe they do hate America, but they never had the means to carry out attacks. They were simply provocateur. Can we go to that clip now, please?
Real quick, we only have 90 seconds. Another Muslim guy arrested in Maryland by the FBI in a sting operation. Apparently this guy wanted to blow up a military recruiting center.
Bogus. Absolutely
bogus. All right, tell us what happened.
Antonio Martinez, a 21-year-old, converts to Muslim. He's writing on his Facebook page, "I hate people who hate Islam. I hate people who don't believe in the prophet. I'm really, really pissed off at what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan." So what happens, some informers tip off the FBI that this guy is writing this crap in his Facebook. They send in, undercover people posing as radicals, and they seduce this kid.
And you were there. You heard this
seduction.
Same
way they seduced the people from Newburgh, New York. Same way they seduced the people.
Wait a minute. How can you say that? You weren't there. You don't know.
They seduced him in the same way they did that young man in Oregon.
You're ignoring him.
But the problem is, Bill,
you don't know.
These FBI agents with not much to do use their ample resources.
I'm surprised at
you. No, these entrapment cases are fake.
Let it go in.
They're not real crimes. This person took no overt act to commit a crime until he met the FBI informant who set him up. This is a gullible youngster. If we use our resources,
on the
our valuable
path.
Okay.
Resources.
Well, you get the idea. Now, that's an older story, of course. That was from, I believe, about a year and a half ago. That was Muhammad Hussein. We're talking today, of course, about Rezwan Firdaus. But it's the same old story. And just by coincidence, you have Anwar al-Awlaki connected to almost all of these bogus set-up terror plots, everything down to the underwear bomber and much, much more. Now, look what happened in 1993. You had the first attempted bombing at the World Trade Center, which did kill 4 people. And we have the audio tapes. I know Alex has played them before. I've heard those tapes where I don't have the name handy. I'm going from memory. But the informant started getting freaked out because the FBI was planning to give real explosives to the radical Islam people. They were setting up to blow up the World Trade Center. Now, we're talking about situations where the FBI trained them, coerced them, as Geraldo says in this clip, seduced them, and then gave them real bombs and showed them even how to use them. In the case of the World Trade Center, they, of course, trained them first with non-real explosives and then later substituted real explosives for that first attempted World Trade Center bombing. And that's, unfortunately, what the FBI has been involved in when it comes to counterterrorism over the past many, many years. 1993, that's coming up on 18 years now. So just absolutely absurd. Kurt Nemo's got that report. There's lots of other reports on the latest FBI entrapment. And it's just, I don't know, what else can you say? Meanwhile, in Libya, experts are suddenly concerned about the growing militant activity. And we've also got 20,000 anti-aircraft missiles stolen in Libya, only because they decided not to protect them. Well, what do you expect when you arm Al-Qaeda, when Al-Qaeda, who were allegedly fighting in the Middle East, is suddenly our ally just to take down Gaddafi? And of course they're going to come to power. Of course those radical elements are at least going to attempt to come to power. And they refer, of course, to the National Transition Council as if they're legitimate. They're filled with Al-Qaeda as well. It's the same old story. So we've got exclusive concern grows over militant activity in Libya. As the dust settles after 6 months of fighting in Libya, U.S. officials are stepping up efforts to identify Islamic militants who might pose a threat in the post-Gaddafi power vacuum. U.S. counterterrorism and intelligence agencies have recently produced classified papers examining the strength, role, and activities of militant activists and factions in post-Gaddafi Libya. More after-the-fact nonsense, because they knew all along that it was more than 1,000 al-Qaeda members who were part of the rebel forces in Libya. That was reported in The Guardian and many other papers long ago. And as for the 20,000 anti-aircraft missiles stolen in Libya, and a survey of weapon depots in Libya shows 20,000 shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles now missing because Obama refused to send troops to guard the weapon depots. We were quite disappointed after talking to administration officials that nothing more was done. So, yeah, you can guess who those weapons are going to fall into. The major impediment to action is that the administration doesn't want boots on the ground. If these weapons get in the wrong hands, any civilian aircraft operating in the region will be threatened. So probably just another call for more boots on the ground. As we again reported in the early summer, due to Army and intelligence and other military sources who called into the show and contacted Alex behind the scenes, we were able to predict that they would have boots on the ground, and there are at least some now. Libya media front, no NATO success without Al Jazeera. And then we have John McCain claims Al-Qaeda thugs have inspired the world. That's a Tony Cartolucci article at Infowars.com. Arizona senator touches down in Tripoli for celebratory stroll through ruined nation, saying as Libya's rebels under the cover of NATO verifiably exterminate entire cities, cut off others from essential supplies, including water, creating humanitarian disasters to starve cities into submission, John Cain, an avid supporter of Benghazi terror brigades, now sowing chaos to the North African nation, reported to be in Tripoli recently, praising the rebels who've inspired the world and turned cynics into supporters. Well, what do you expect? 800 additional U.S. military trainers to be sent to Afghanistan by March. Oh, that's interesting. Walter Pincus from the Washington Post, the guy who Gary Webb said was a CIA asset and tried to kill his reporting on the government shipping drugs and working with drug cartels, but that's another story altogether. Now, shifting to political news, as we mentioned before, there's a new poll that shows Ron Paul, quote, surprisingly, head-to-head with Obama in a dead heat in Florida, Paul trailing Obama only by 1 point, 45-44, in a hypothetical general election matchup, with Romney at nearly the same number, 46-45, also trailing Obama by 1 point. Perry, on the other hand, has a 7-point deficit, 40-53. Well, that just shows once again that Ron Paul is definitely top tier, and he may even be leading the race. Meanwhile, Florida has threatened to move its primary up, so four U.S. states may leapfrog Florida if it decides to move. This is in Reuters and all the other mainstream press. Four U.S. states holding contests in early 2012 choose the Republican presidential nominee, threatened on Thursday to leapfrog Florida if it goes ahead with the primary election date of January 31. That is Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, who may move up as early as January 2nd, I believe, right after Christmas. So they're saying that would be interesting. And, of course, that just hurts anyone's ability to raise money who's not already promoted by the media. You know who that would be. GOP starting line inches towards New Year's Day. More about moving the primaries up. Meanwhile, Rick Perry, greeted by protesters in Charlotte, in other words, protested over his support for illegal immigrants and his allowing in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants. William Gein, who's been on the show before, the president for Americans for Legal Immigration, or ALEPAC, said the reason states have to, said Rick Perry's the only candidate that signed in state tuition for illegal immigrants, and they protested him there. And Rick Perry once again showed he is totally on board for the North American Union agenda, whatever it may be called, although he stated on camera in the little soundbite that it's a failure of the federal government and they should simply seal the border. Now, we're going to get more into that and on the other hoax candidates, Romney and Herman Cain. We also have economic news coming up. Alex, again, scheduled to join us. Paul Watson coming up just after the next segment. Bob Chapman in the third hour. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight with a very special report we'll get into later.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. And tell them Jason sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back again at InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show. Once again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, and it's a great day for freedom because we got another terrorist. He's dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead, and now we can just choose between our pre-selected presidential puppets. Now, just before the break, we were discussing how Ron Paul, who the media repeatedly tells us can't win, is again in a dead heat with Obama in polls in Florida, and he's equal in standing with Romney while Perry continues to fall in the polls, but they're just going to keep on with the same mantra. Meanwhile, Steve Watson wrote on September 27th, hypocrite Romney, just as elitist as Obama, his attempt to appear as a man of the people falls flat. The corporate media declared GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney, who wrote the Massachusetts health care bill and is basically just as liberal as Obama or just as liberal as Rick Perry. You choose which liberal puppet candidate you want, or you could choose for no more big government, or at least less big government. The corporate media declared GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney has been attempting to win over voters recently by painting himself as a man of the people, arguing Obama's Ivy League education and elitism serves as a distinct disconnect. Also in the disconnect is the fact that Romney is part of the centuries-old Pratt-Romney U.S. political family dynasty. Just in case you didn't know that, it's on Wikipedia. You can look it up. His father was governor of Michigan, and his brothers run for political office. And going at least back to the 1760s, Jared Pratt of the Pratt family, later part of the Romney family, deeply involved in politics. They're all American citizens, but they were doing governorships down in different parts of Mexico. Again, you can look that up. And we discussed earlier in the week how Herman Cain is also just another establishment puppet, part of the Pillsbury financial food dynasty. He joined them after leaving the Department of Navy and after leaving the Coca-Cola company, then joining the Pillsbury Skull and Bones family to head Burger King and then later Godfather's Pizza, and then the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, where he was deputy director, then director. Herman Cain, also man of the people. Just another hoax. And we all know there's only one candidate who's going to do anything to take on the Federal Reserve, from auditing it to beginning to phase it out. But they're going to sell you on another big government liberal, of course, like Mitt Romney or whoever else they can put in there. Now, we have Paul Watson joining us on the other side of this break to get into his article on gold having no value, as the media now tells us, and more on Anwar Al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey. And if you just joined us today, the FBI plot to blow up the Pentagon and Capitol with model planes was busted by the FBI after they set up their patsy, Rezwan Firdaus, yet another patsy, just on the same day that it's reported, again, that Anwar Al-Awlaki has been killed. Now, there's also lots of crony capitalism scandals going on today, most of them connected to the White House. Daryl Issa, who's heading the House Oversight Committee, said in a letter to the Ford Motor Company Thursday, he's deeply concerned about the undue political pressure exerted by the White House on whether or not they asked them to pull an ad describing how they did not take a bailout. Then there's crony socialism. Obama gives $737 million to solar firm linked to the Pelosi clan. Team Obama spending $737 million to create 45 permanent jobs. $737 million for 45 permanent jobs. The Energy Department announced Wednesday that it's finalized $737 million loan guarantee for the Nevada solar project. Decision comes several weeks after the California-based solar manufacturer received $535 million loan guarantee from the administration in 2009 and then filed for bankruptcy, laid off 1,100 workers. But they're going to spend that money to create 45 permanent jobs. So more slander news. Then the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, says he will take responsibility for the loan deal that put more taxpayer money at risk in Solandra. And that scandal continues to unfold. Chu said he made the final decision to allow the struggling solar company to continue receiving taxpayer money after it had technically defaulted on the $535 million federal loan guaranteed by his agency. More on that. There's allegedly going to be a criminal probe. We'll see what happens. And a former Clinton advisor, known to you as Dick Morris, who's very frequently on Fox News, says it's very possible Obama will bow out of the presidential race for now, just as LBJ did when he was dead in the polls and the Vietnam War was going on. But he's not going to fix the economy. He's going to say America's gone soft, doesn't compete anymore, while they continue to harass companies like Gibson over importing wood made in India, telling them to move their facilities overseas and further ruin our economy. We'll get into that more on the other side. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Alex Jones up ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine in the morning and this one song.
We're back again at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex will join us. He's scheduled to be here in the next hour. But in just a moment, we're going to go to Paul Watson. But there's a new humanitarian prize at the UN in this Orwellian 1984 system. Tainted African ruler may get UN prize in his name. The African heads of state who converged on the capital of Equatorial Guinea this summer are used to life's finer things, yet they were impressed, and they were pampered, and then agreed to sign off on an award in the name of President Teodoro Obong Nguema. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I should probably show him more respect. Even though his regime is accused of gross human rights violations, his name will now be associated with an organization that would be UNESCO, whose mission is the promotion of peace and human rights through cultural dialogue. So I don't know. Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. Maybe he can now get the humanitarian UNESCO Teodoro Nguema Award. Who knows? Let's see. But on the line with us now, we have Paul Joseph Watson, head writer for PrisonPlanet.com, and he's going to discuss the killing of Alwaki and the new reign of freedom. Paul Watson, are you there?
Yes, good to be here, Aaron.
So I guess we can end the war on terror now. Bin Laden's dead, and the new number one Al-Qaeda operative, Al-Awlaki, who dined at the Pentagon, also no longer with us, Paul.
Well, I mean, Obama's come out in the past hour and said, quote, "This is further proof that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will have no safe haven anywhere in the world," which is an odd statement to make considering the fact that his administration has just backed this NATO assault on Libya, which has provided terrorists, the very ones who killed U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, with this arsenal of deadly weapons that now mysteriously goes missing, so the U.S. troops have to be dispatched, and Obama has to go back on his word. But, I mean, yeah, we've had the announcement of the death of the CIA lackey, Anwar al-Awlaki, and it's been celebrated by the establishment media and by the Obama administration. But there's a note of caution because, of course, in the case of al-Zarqawi in Iraq, his death had to be announced about seven consecutive times before he was actually confirmed dead. So keep that in mind when we learn that al-Awlaki was supposedly killed by the same counterterrorism team that carried out the fabled bin Laden raid earlier this year. And, I mean, the announcement was made conveniently right as Yemeni president was returning to the country after an attack on the compound that left him in hospital. So he announced it as this big propaganda victory. And even Time magazine today alludes to the interesting and convenient timing of the announcement of this death. But as you just mentioned, Aaron, we've documented over the course of several years the fact that this individual has been the prime double agent when it comes to grooming terror plot patsies in the United States. He's been involved in just about every setup from the underwear bomber hoax to the Fort Hood shooting, as well as Fort Dix and, of course, the Toronto 18 case, which were both proven to be completely FBI, and in the case of Toronto, are, you know, Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Well, yeah, even if they have total intent for deadly force, they don't have any means of carrying it out until the FBI gives them the boom-booms.
Well, precisely. I mean, there's another case of that today, which we can talk about in a minute. As he said, though, you know, Awlaki's declared the spiritual leader of the 9/11 hijackers in the aftermath of the attacks, yet he's invited to dine at the Pentagon just months after those attacks. We know that Abel Danger had followed the hijackers before 9/11, knew their accomplices, they would have picked up Awlaki. Yeah, he was still invited to dine with top brass at the Pentagon. And not only that, he was interviewed four times after 9/11 by the FBI itself. And yet he still gets the invite to the dinner. You have the videos put out, which he routinely featured in by the Intel Center, which, as we've documented, is a military-industrial complex front. So, it's a reminder that these terrorists are almost invariably, you know, double agents or provocateur patsies.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, yeah, guess who's coming to dinner? Anwar al-Awlaki, the patsy. And, of course, as you mentioned, they completely ignored Abel Danger, didn't get their intelligence, even though they called, I believe, several dozen times, warning that many of the hijackers were going to be doing things inside the U.S., that they were already there, that they were let in. And as we know, the Visa Department let them in through the borders and all the rest of it, Paul. I mean, it's so far beyond incompetence, it's not even funny.
Well, precisely, and why do they do it? As you just alluded to, this Homeland Security state, the billions of dollars and the lobbyists that go with it, you know, it's big business, and that's why they need to create a plentiful supply of terrorists to justify it, which is why we have cases like the one again today, where the FBI entraps these individuals, often mentally deranged, mentally deficient patsies, and then busts them after they've provided them with the money and the weapons and loudly proclaims that they busted a deadly Al-Qaeda plot. Case in point again today, with the article on Infowars.com by Kurt Nimmo, Rezwan Firdaus, U.S. citizen charged with plot to blow up Pentagon and U.S. Capitol with this model airplane. He's going to blow up the Pentagon when a supposedly a jumbo jet failed to barely make a hole in it on 9/11. So, again, turns out, surprise, surprise, the FBI actually cooked up the entire plot, provided him with the fake plastic explosive, fake AK-47s, phony grenades, gave him the money to buy this stupid model airplane, which is supposedly, you know, going to bring down the center of the military-industrial complex, the Pentagon. And then you have the quote out of CNN. Quote, the person was never really a threat, a nameless law enforcement official told CNN. There is no information to indicate he was connected to a foreign terrorist organization. It appears he was radicalized watching videos on the internet. He was given the opportunity to back down, but he never wavered from his intention. Thanks to FBI encouragement to carry out the attacks, the unidentified source said. So again, it's this myth that justifies the whole bloated Homeland Security budget and this predatory police state, which is now being targeted against the American people. They need this plentiful supply of terrorists to justify the whole boondoggle.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to run model airplane clubs out of the country, too, just like Gibson Guitars, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's now a tool of terrorists, even though the FBI directly provided it to him, so I guess that's the case.
Maybe that's what originally hit the Pentagon. Who knows? But as I mentioned earlier, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the FBI admittedly also set that up, cooked the bomb and gave it to him, and provocateur them, quote, seduced them into it as well, Paul.
Well, precisely because there's not enough terrorists to justify things like see something, say something, and turning Americans against each other. And the figures, which is why I routinely include this in the articles I write about it, figures tell the true story, because there have been university studies which prove, you know, drowning in bathtubs, lightning strikes, accident-causing deer, peanut allergies, all these things kill more Americans than terrorists. That's why the multi-billion dollar industry of fear needs to manufacture these enemies to prolong the scam. And they even admit to that in their own industry journals. National Defense, in their recent publication, said this, quote, polls still show that there is increasing public concern about another terrorist attack. It is this fear and an unrealistic American perception of risk that will continue to propel some aspects of the market. So, again, unrealistic perception of risk. They know it's a scam, but that's where the money is. So that's where the where they're going to get the DHS contracts to litter the towns with surveillance cameras, even though it's all manufactured. They're going to go ahead and do it anyway, because that's the job of the corporate media, is to create this unrealistic perception of threat, which they're very adept at doing.
Yeah, well, just last night I was reading an article off the Drudge Report about a journalist association who was reminding their journalists that terrorism is really has produced very few deaths, and that's only if you include the 9/11 deaths, which we know otherwise about. And yet they were scolded to not downplay the risk of terrorism, not point out that it's statistically very unlikely, and that you know, infectious diseases, communicable diseases, are responsible for 10 times, maybe 100 times the death toll.
Well, precisely. But the truth, there's no money in the truth. There's money in creating this industry of fear, which is precisely what they do. And that's why you've got the grope downs at NFL. That's why you've got Big Sis in Walmart, because that's where all the cash is, and that's what they get out of creating this fear, and they need to prolong it with these fables and these myths, these terrorists being killed, you know, Bin Laden raid, but they can't show us any pictures. And today, you know, handing this mentally deranged Patsy a model airplane, fake explosives, and telling him to go have fun. It's all completely manufactured.
Now, Paul, you wrote another article today about the dumb reporter who really is our new financial expert. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's not Miss Teen USA, but it certainly sounds like it. It's not the latest member of Obama's economic advisory team. But we'll go ahead and play the clip now. This is out of CTV Calgary.
Joins us now, Bridget. Overall, how did today compare to yesterday?
The biggest surprise of today was definitely gold. It was down about $100 an ounce. That represents the biggest two-day drop in 28 years. There's a couple of things going on today. Some investors were selling off their gold holdings to try to make up for losses in other areas. But Todd Hirsch says there's something else happening here, too. Some investors aren't confident that with what gold is backed by, or if it's backed by anything at all, as compared to something like the U.S. dollar. Investors are comfortable that the U.S. dollar is backed by the American government. So no matter what is happening to the American economy, something like the U.S. dollar is backed by the Federal Reserve. That's going to be around a year from now. That's a much more comfortable investment for them. Tara.
Thank you, Bridget.
that's priceless, Paul. But I don't think it's fair to call her a dumb reporter. She's obviously studied Ben Bernanke's statements very closely. I mean, he said gold is not money. He said the Federal Reserve makes money, and whatever they make will be your money.
Well, yeah, she could get a good job on CNBC with that kind of talk. But again, it's not, you're not watching The Daily Show there. This is an actual television news reporter telling her audience that gold, you know, this intrinsic commodity that's got 5,000 years.
Intrinsic, Paul. Intrinsic value. It has other uses besides just money. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
And 5,000 years worth of human history will kind of indicate that. And it will also tell you that the U.S. dollar has virtually no backing whatsoever, like the thousands of other fiat currencies that have failed and collapsed throughout history, which, like the dollar, were backed by the faith of their own government. And, of course, that all turned out to be completely worthless. So, I make the point, is it really any wonder that a majority of Americans, now the highest number ever, according to a Gallup poll this week, now completely distrust the establishment media? It's no surprise, and this is what they come out with. But it's also interesting that the type of Americans who do still trust the mainstream media to some extent are those in the lower income brackets, which makes sense if they, you know, hung on to all their dollars 10 years ago. Since then, the dollar's lost 30% of its purchasing power. Gold has more than quadrupled, so that would make sense if you're listening to this kind of advice.
Yeah, well, look at the graph since 1972. The dollar's gone straight down, and the gold chart has gone straight up. They're reporting on a $100 drop in gold, a temporary spike to the bottom, when it's going straight up in the trend.
Well, precisely. I mean, whenever gold has a little dip, the mainstream media goes completely ape about it. And yet when the stock market does the same, they try and cover it up. But it's not just CTV. I mean, this is out of Canada, but we've written articles where, you know, Erin Burnett is having an argument with Peter Schiff on CNBC, and she said that, quote, gold has no intrinsic value. It's got 5,000 years of intrinsic value. I mean, intrinsic value is denoted by, you know, rarity, finite resources, and the difficulty in mining it in the first place. The world isn't producing any more gold. What's here is here. That's it. Whereas you can just press a button on a printing machine and get as many US dollars as you want. But, I mean, it's an insult to our intelligence. This is why the dumbing down of not just television news, but also, you know, media and entertainment in general, is really starting to harm people, because it's encouraging them to make absolutely stupid, ridiculous decisions about their own life. And this applies not only financially, but also in the health arena, which we've covered a lot recently. And eventually it's going to hurt them. So it's no surprise that the mainstream media is losing trust. They're losing all their viewers. And if this isn't an advertisement for InfoWars Nightly News, then I don't know what is. You should use it in a promo.
But then on the other side of the coin, we've got all these protests going on all on Wall Street, eyeing the real enemy going on there. But then you have figures like Michael Moore saying, don't end the Federal Reserve in capitalism. So I guess all these government jobs created hundreds of thousands, if not millions, for just a few jobs, or even negative jobs in the case of Solyndra. That's what Michael Moore wants, while he wants to keep the printing press on. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah, I've just seen it on Infowars.com. And, I mean, you have people protesting in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya, you know, when they're commandeering fighter tanks and fighter jets, and they're calling them protesters, and it's a big deal. It's the Arab Spring. It's the biggest event in a decade. And yet you have the same number of people, not only in Wall Street, but also Boston, you know, Chicago, other areas in America. And there's barely a peep about it. You have to read alternative media to even basically know it's going on. So, I mean, that just shows you how desperate. And, of course, the majority of the people down there are left-wing and socialist tendencies. But, you know, at least they're finally starting to identify the real enemy, which is the bankers and the Wall Street people, and not completely deflecting it off onto this fake left-right paradigm thing. So But Michael Moore has again proven he completely misunderstands everything about the problem. He understands nothing about how the Federal Reserve creates the problems and then poses as the savior afterwards. And it's par for the course with him.
Well, he's a creature, but he's misdirecting people into thinking that you're going to end the government corruption by empowering a bigger government to regulate itself when they're just bought out interest for Wall Street. I mean, the government is just a medium for a power shift, just like in the older days, the things Machiavelli wrote about. And we've got Wall Street now just completely ruling us, the 1% over the 99%. And shutting down the Federal Reserve is the single biggest move you can make to take back their power, Paul. But then again, gold has no value.
No, gold has no value. It's backed by absolutely nothing. But the U.S. dollar is backed by the U.S. government, even though they borrow it from the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the U.S. government. But, you know, American Idol's on. Just shut up and go to sleep.
That's right. American Idol coming up next. Actually, we're going to have more with Paul Watson. And then in the next hour, Alex scheduled to join us. We're going to find out exactly what time that'll be. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
This is the end for Anwar al-Awlaki, another CIA lackey down the drain. Now they're going to have to rebrand the War on Terror, probably shifting it once again to domestic citizens. They just had another Homeland Security drill in D.C. this week, using a sports stadium as a mass shelter facility. Last week, myself and Darren McBreen traveled to Denver for the InfoWars Nightly News to cover the massive Homeland Security terror drill going on there, where they staged a school shooting, a mall shooting, and other terror incidences, then using the massive sports stadium as the relocation center. So that's what FEMA and Homeland Security have planned for us as the war on terror shifts into the war on Americans. Another side of that same war is under the flag of globalization. It's not only the Federal Reserve that we're up against, it's rules for a new world order. This article out of China Daily, Rules for a New World Order, discusses how the U.S.-led hegemonic bloc after World War II has now shifted into the era where China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and other countries, even Mexico has been on this list, are among the rising powers in the coming times, and America just continues to go down. But according to Obama, who's going to fix everything for us, America has gone soft. He said in an NBC interview that there's a lot of things we can do. The way I think about it is this is a great country that's gotten a little soft. We didn't have that same competitive edge we needed over the last couple decades. Competitive edge, they have used the powers of government nationally and internationally to guarantee that jobs are shipped overseas. America's jobs are. Is Jeff Immelt still the sitting CEO of GE, who just moved thousands of jobs over to China? So how are people supposed to compete with that when the government is interfering with competition? You've heard all about the Gibson guitar raid and how they're not allowed to produce their guitars with the rare ebony hardwood because it comes out of India, but it's not classified as a finished product, and that violates Indian law, and therefore, under the revised Lacey Act, it somehow violates the U.S. law. So Paul Joseph Watson still with us on the line. Again, Alex Jones coming up. Paul, have Americans gone soft, or are they just not allowed to compete and have real jobs under globalization?
Well, they're not allowed. I mean, that statement means nothing. It's completely glib. The Obama administration has conducted a direct assault on the American economy. They've shut down coal plants, which, you know, China are building at a rapid pace. You know, what is it, in Texas, I read recently, 80% of the jobs went to immigrants, 80% over the last 5 years, half of which are illegal immigrants. I mean, is that going soft, or is that a result of deliberate government policy? One, in shutting down the economy and whatever cheap jobs are left, giving them to immigrants, half of which are illegal. I mean, what's that got to do with going soft?
Then meanwhile, in Europe, you've got the banker-created debt being saddled on places like Greece, but they're told they can't drop wages and other conditions under austerity quick enough. So there's going to have to be now an unlimited bailout. They say even the $400 or $500 billion isn't going to be enough, and even a few trillion wouldn't be enough. They want a, quote, unlimited bazooka they can use to blast, to prop up any country that's beginning to fail. What's your take on the Greece and Eurozone? Well, we're going to get to that on the other side, Paul. Stay with us. One more segment, then we have Alex Jones coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News will have some very special reports. We'll get to that, too. InfoWars.com. Please stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.